Hey guys! 皆さんこんにちは、すみれです。
Welcome to Smile with Sumi. Smile with Sumi は、
心を温めるためにいろんな悩みや不安、考え事について語る番組です。
Alright, so this is probably my fourth or fifth podcast. Wow, it's already been 4 or 5 times. Wow, time really does fly by fast. So I've been doing my podcasts mainly in Japanese for the past 4 or 5 sessions, but I decided that this time I was going to do my podcast in English for the first time. The whole thing's going to be in English, so if you guys are English speakers, I hope you'll be happy. And if you guys are learning English or do not speak English, I hope this will be a great opportunity for you to listen in English. So, the reason why I started this podcast was not only because Corona hit and there was nothing else to do, but also I really wanted to talk more about mental health in Japan. I am actually very affiliated with mental health and mental illnesses because I, for one, have a mental illness and I have struggled with it my whole life. Of course, you know, the usual depression, anxiety, a lot of people struggle with that day to day in America and in Japan and all over the world. But I have also bipolar disorder. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder about 10 years ago. My first time that I started to realize that I was struggling with a disorder. And I have been, you know, there's been ups and downs, and obviously I'm starting to come to terms with it. There's a lot that I still need to learn about, and I'm still struggling with it day to day, but I have really, really come to terms with it and accepted it. And I think that's really important, and I'm very proud of myself for doing so. And I have been going to therapy for the past few years, probably like 2 or 3 years, every week. And I'm such a big advocate for counseling and psychology. I think it's so important for everyone to do so. Even if they don't feel like there's anything wrong with them or anything that they need to work on, I think it's just really important to, you know, go and talk to somebody and just be really open and just chat with them and just let go and have a release. I think it's really important to do so. So, you might have realized by now that I don't have a guest today and I am going solo. I should have said that at the beginning, sorry. But I think it's really important for me to kind of give an intro about myself. So for those of you who don't know, I grew up in Hawaii, but I was born in Japan, Tokyo, Japan. I was raised in Honolulu, Hawaii since I was 7 years old. You know, I've loved performing since I was very little. I've sung, danced, acted, you know, done the whole thing. I started modeling when I was, you know, in high school. And then I started to do some acting in musical theater also. And I just got hooked and I was bit by the theater bug. I fell in love with it and I decided to go to college in Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania at Carnegie Mellon University. And I studied musical theater and acting, then came back to Japan at 20 or 21, I forgot when, but to pursue my career in Japan. Now, I've been in Japan for almost 10 years, you know, doing a lot of acting, variety shows, comedy, radio shows, a lot of commercials, musical theater, all the works. And it's just been an incredible journey for me. I started doing some work in the States as well, and I started on a film called The Shack, with Sam Worthington, Octavia Spencer, and then I did a few TV dramas, TV series in America as well. So, that's me. I'm Sumire, and I really hope that I can give something to you guys and give something to give back to my fans and my followers and to people who don't even know who I am, if I can. And that is why I began this podcast. Usually I do them in Japanese, so hopefully for those of you trying to learn Japanese, it'll be a great opportunity for you to do so. But this is the first time I'm doing it in English, and it's harder for me to do it in English because I guess I haven't really worked that much in the English language. I work mostly in Japan, so I always speak Japanese when I'm working, so it's kind of weird. I can't like really be like super professional. I'm just kind of like super like chill. So I'm sorry if my English is not as formal or as proper as it should be. I promise I won't swear or anything, so I'll keep it PG. But yeah, I just want to talk to you guys and talk about mental health more, talk about what's going on in Japan, talk about, you know, Corona, COVID-19, you know, what's going on in the world and all the changes that are happening. And just anything really, and I would really love it if you guys can go check out my Instagram or Twitter or TikTok, all the platforms, or Facebook, and comment, like, do the whole thing, and hopefully we can connect in that way. Anyway, so usually I keep my podcasts pretty short. I know, like, you know, everyone's got a busy schedule, they don't have time to listen to like our podcasts anymore. Our attention spans are getting shorter and shorter. I can't even watch a 10-minute video anymore. I'm just like, you know, too ADD. I can't focus, and I'm just on my phone, like, you know, fidgeting or you know, twiddling my thumbs. So I keep my podcast to about 15 minutes or less. I think the longest one I might have done was maybe 20 minutes with my friend for my first podcast. So I want to get talking about Corona a bit in Japan. So for those of you who live outside of Japan, I think, you know, you might be wondering what's going on out there. So Japan's been pretty good during COVID-19. We are, you know, taking our precautions, staying safe for the most part, or at least I think the people around me are being, you know, quite safe and being careful and wearing masks, washing hands, you know, practicing social distancing, doing the thermometer when you go anywhere, and checking everyone's temperatures when they go inside, and making sure that the windows are open and they're, you know, circulating the air inside. So I think that we've been doing a good job out here at staying safe. But of course, Corona is not, you know, the easiest illness that we've had to deal with in this world and everywhere, basically. But so Japan is definitely doing its best to protect its people. I think, you know, everyone's doing a good job. You know, the number of people getting Corona has gone down, and it's staying down for the most part. So that's a good thing. A number of people around me have gotten Corona. Most importantly, my father got Corona, and he's 66 years old, but he survived it. And, you know, he's one of those rare cases that went through it at, you know, 66 years old and came out healthy and better than ever. And, you know, thank goodness he doesn't smoke. He's very healthy. He exercises every day, runs for like 30 minutes every day in the morning before he goes to work. So I was just, you know, very hopeful and just prayed for him every day and talked to him on the phone every day while he was in the hospital, and he got through it. So yay, there are people out there that are getting through it, and just, you know, I would just advise everyone to try and stay as healthy as they can. Eat clean and exercise, and, you know, that's just the only way that you can really help your body to maintain its health and to not let any illnesses take over, including Corona. But, you know, who knows what this disease is all about, and I pray and I hope that everyone, you know, stays safe all over the world, and yeah, let's get through it together. There is a light at the end of the tunnel, I hope. A lot of restaurants have been struggling because of COVID, and also a lot of stores, a lot of brands, you know, fashion brands. It's been tough for everyone. A lot of my friends have lost jobs, have had to move jobs, move locations. You know, everybody's suffering from this, and it's just been really tough. I've lost a ton of work as well, including a musical that I was looking very forward to. I had to shoot a commercial at my home, remotely by myself. You know, it's been just a whirlwind and a half. But needless to say, I do believe that we are shifting, we are adapting, and everyone's working really hard to try and, you know, do remote work and work from home, and it's working. You know, people are succeeding at doing so. And I think, I hope next year that things will get better, that corona will just become like the influenza, like the flu, and that things will settle down and people will get used to it. And I just really hope that we'll have a vaccination or something, medication, anything, or that we'll just, human beings will just become stronger and like superhuman or something, and just, you know, be able to handle it. But who knows? Let's just pray and hope for the best. So, we've talked about corona, we've talked a little bit about mental health. What else do you guys want to talk about? Let me know on my Twitter. It's Sumire808, or Sumire808. Same name on my Instagram. I think it's the same name on my TikTok. Not sure. I'm gonna have to check on that. But anyway, you'll find me if you just type in Sumire, Sumire. So please let me know what kind of podcasts you want to listen to, and I will try and accommodate best I can. Every single time I will have a guest, or, you know, talk solo, sometimes maybe once in a while if I don't have anybody to interview. And we usually talk a lot about, you know, how people are going through corona, how people are getting through their daily lives, and I want to talk, you know, about people's private lives more, and just not, you know, focus on like work too much, and just, you know, get to know my friends and the people I know in this industry in Japan. And so I really hope you guys tune in again. I would really love it if you guys do, and I will see you guys soon. All right, catch you later. Bye, aloha.